I think him seeing that and him being there and his presence would show the urgency of progressing the development of the new Garda station. So that's the first thing, is just inviting him to Sligo and to meet Gardaí. And the other issue that I have, and I've written to him asking about the allocation of Garda probationers to the Sligo Leitrim division, because it's like speaking with Garda members and community groups and residents, it's always highlighted that there seems to be just a shortfall in the allocation that we get here in the Sligo Leitrim division, and that's affecting morale, it's affecting operational capacity, and you know, and the ability to deliver the standard of community policing that people deserve and expect. So the letter is requesting a breakdown of the number of Garda probationers assigned to the Sligo Leitrim division in each of the past 3 years, an explanation of the rationale behind the consistently lower disproportionate allocation of probationers to this division compared with other divisions of similar size, demand and risk profile, and a commitment to increasing further allocations of probationer Gardaí to Sligo and Leitrim as part of the upcoming intake cycles. And that will help restore adequate staffing levels and strengthen community policing across both counties. And like I did say, I know that, you know, the guards do such an absolutely fantastic job. I know that, you know, they have, there's huge pressures facing the organisation. But I just want to make sure that the Sligo Leitrim division is, you know, receives a fair and sustainable level, you know, so that we can serve and guards can serve our communities safely.
Garda management may argue, though, that the reason why the east of the country does get more Garda is because the crime rates are higher there, and it is actually distributed, the number of Garda are actually distributed fairly as it is. Your response to something like that?
Well, I know that in the Dublin metropolitan region, where there are a lot of the probationers, it's South Dublin as well. It's, the crime rate isn't that high there. Like we have, like the guards locally in Sligo Leitrim, they've shown over the years that the amount of organised crime that they have to tackle, you know, there have been huge, I suppose, time and resources putting into stopping organised crime and making those who are committing these crimes accountable, and you know that making sure that they're arrested and charged for these crimes. So a huge amount of resources goes into that. So it doesn't mean that, you know, because we're west of the Shannon and in the northwest and not